This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Questions and answers. Trying to supplement your own thoughts with ours or vice versa. This is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is out today because of an incident that happened that it startled her, an accident outside of her home, and she didn't sleep all night long. So she's trying to catch up on that.
She texted me some details, and it's pretty horrific.
Did you?
Really? Someone must have, she said it's a 40-mile-per-hour speed zone in front of her house,
yeah.
And there is a stop sign, but the driver, I guess, blew through the stop sign. This happened a little after midnight, so maybe there was drunk driving involved, I don't know. But
yeah.
The woman who was hit so hard that the airbags went off in the car.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did she survive?
We don't know. Jen said she was taken to the hospital. I don't know.
Wow.
I think it was a hit and run. I'm not positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, no, it must not have been if she knew the airbags went off. So maybe the person stopped or, I don't know. But that's awful.
Yep. Got to be careful as you're driving around, especially in the dark. Some of the city streets are not well lit. I worry about that all the time. I drive around people who walk around. I don't know that that was the case in this circumstance. But I know a lot of people are very irresponsible when it comes to being out walking at night. I came maybe within 4 or 5 feet the other night of running into some folks that, I wasn't driving very fast, but I was driving from my house up to the farm, and there were people walking on my side of the street, and they had dark clothing on, no lights, and it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they turn around and seem startled. I'm paying attention to what's on the roadway, but remember, I live on a narrow back sort of country road. Has not a lot of room. If there had been a car coming at me, I might have seen these people because the lights would have shone on them a little bit, but they wouldn't have, you got to pay attention. That's the bottom line. And there's so many kids today that are driving, and then clueless adults as well, but I maintain that kids driving today are so poorly trained, and they have these power. The vehicles are so much more powerful now than they were, and the kids get a hold of these things and drive them fast and don't really know what they have. They're in charge. You're in control of a vehicle. Sometimes if your parents let you borrow a big charged-up car or use a car, 500 horsepower, you know what you can do with that? Then they get to the point where they feel, wow, I can get all this power. This road here has become a speed of drag racing in the middle of the night. They're out there drag racing. You can see the tire marks in the street the next morning. They just go up and down the street. Speed limit here is 20 miles an hour. And you can find people going up and down the street, I kid you not, 75, 80 miles an hour trying to do stupid stuff. That really is an example of being selfish. I was talking earlier about some of the things that are going on. I've been thinking a lot. This weekend, for whatever the reason, I was very reflective, spent a lot of reflective time driving around, doing things that were necessary for the operation of my farm. And I had a lot of time to think about what's going on in America. We got the virus, you have Black Lives Matter, you have the coming election, and it just seems that in each circumstance, we have two Americas. And whether they're the political Americas, whether it's the America that we aspire to, the idealism, we're coming at 4th of July, we celebrate our revolution and the freedom that we had. Then there's the other America, the one that is disconnected from a lot of the things outside of our, own little cubicle. But because of social media and because of communication today, technology, we don't have, if it was good that we didn't know a lot of the stuff we didn't know, I suppose, does it hurt you if you don't know it? In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. But I think that the distinction, the two ideas, the two sides of our country has never been more clear. I think it's clear there is a DMZ in our country, and how we come out of this in the next year or so, I think is going to be predicated on how willing we are to understand other people's points of view, whether they are right or whether they are wrong. Hopefully people who have what we consider to be wrong-headed ideas may come around. They may think we're wrong-headed. And so at some point, though, the real underscore here is compromise. I've been talking more about this with my local situation because my town, I grew up in this town, lived here all my life. I have never seen a mess such as we have here. And it's a microcosm of what's going on nationally. We have a black mayor who is very difficult, and because she's black, she's wearing that, you know, when people criticize her for being a lousy administrator, you know, you just don't want a black, you know, it's that kind of thinking. And that never gets you beyond first base. It has nothing to do with the color of her skin. She wasn't cut out. She's not competent at what she's doing any more than many of the national leaders that we have are competent. We expect too much sometimes from these people, or in order to get elected, they promise too much, and then they disappoint. And so we have left over is frustration, contempt. And I think for a long time, Victoria, it's been apathy. We look around and, oh, okay, well, we can't do anything about that. So what's going on now is the upheaval is in part because we are doing a terrible job educating young people as to what the real world is all about. Awful. And we treat strangers just because they're strangers with suspicion. That's not the school's job. That's your job as parents or whatever the real life situation is. Why would you suspect? Think about it. When you come upon someone who's different than you are, do you walk to the other side of the street? Do you not want to be associated with them? Do you not want to engage with them? And this tension that has become part of the human condition, I suggest to you, has been around maybe as long as mankind has. We'd like to think better of ourselves. We'd like to think better of religion. If you belong to a religion, I apologize for my...
Allergies are just not going away anytime soon. Yeah. It's been a struggle for all of us.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I made my point. I'm about to lose my voice. We'll think about phrases like we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what our country was founded on. That's what we were built on. Lofty, yes. Is it impossible? Were these goals part of the civic guarantee of what America was about? And have they crumbled because we haven't been able to live up to our Declaration of Independence? It's very frustrating. It really is. I want to see my grandson grow up in a world that isn't so full. I think protesting is fine, but we've been here 244 years, and you'd think we'd iron out some of this stuff. But, you know, our country is not the land of peace and justice anymore. It's not the land of racial reconciliation at the moment. There's a lot of radicalism. There's a lot of crazy stuff on both sides. There's a lot of good independent thinking, and there's a lot of bad. And then again, we come down to how do you define what's good thinking? If it agrees with you, is it good? And if it doesn't agree with you, it's bad. And that's, you know, I don't think that cuts the mustard anymore. It's time this week, probably the best week, to take a deep breath and think about what we are all about. Hopefully that'll come. I certainly think there's going to be a reckoning this year, the next 6, 7, 8 months, a real reckoning. It's coming down the path. You can't stop it. And maybe it's time that we really did have it out. We had it out in, you know, over slavery in the 1860s. And are we any further along? Is there just something about the human condition that some people can't understand, nor do they want to understand? That just because you're different doesn't mean you're bad. There are parents who teach their children. Remember that song, Crosby? You don't remember it, probably. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children, was a song that came out of the 1968-69 reality in our country.
I know the song, but I don't know the story behind it.
Well, the story behind it is trying to teach children that there is, because you're different, in essence, doesn't mean that you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Teach your children values and what, you know, speaking and being responsible for your words and your thoughts and that kind of stuff. That's really what the song was all about. And it has every bit. I'm surprised there aren't some of these groups that use that song as kind of an anthem, because it does speak to, sings to, the reality that doesn't seem to have changed much when you get right down to it. What's all the strife? We gained a lot in the 60s, and then we had the Vietnam War, and that sloshed all of this stuff away. The Vietnam War stopped in its tracks the civil rights movement. It just stopped it, because the frustration that people had over the way blacks were being treated then went. It was aimed at the government for getting us into, and that didn't seem to work, because, I mean, the frustration and getting out of Vietnam, what the hell? We just went from Vietnam into another one. And then into another one, and into another one. We've had four or five of these damn wars that have brought us nothing but strife and hardship and ruined lives. People that put the uniform on and go into service because they think it's the right thing to do, and they get shot up. And what's at the end of the day, are we further ahead in Afghanistan? Hell no. Are we further? Iraq is a worse mess than, and we never should have. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Vietnam, you can look at that and say it's a better place today than it was. Southeast Asia is better because of that war. Was it better because we got involved in it? Probably, in a sense. But at that time, there was no good reason for us being there. You know, you look back and say, well, look at how much better it is there now than it was before. Yeah, but at what cost? I mean, there's always questions, and you got to wonder about the answers, but good God. So this is a reflective time for me. This week is very important, and it's not about hamburgers and hot dogs and going to the beach. That's all bunkum. It really should be about reflective time. What do we want our country to be? Can we come to some resolve and figure out what it is that we want to do with our country going forward? Or is the country to be destroyed? You know, you want to let the people like the Chinese Communist Party continue to destroy our country, pick it apart bit by bit. Russians, too. Okay. Now, it's time this is sort of my pillow to the rescue time, and really it is rescue time. There are a lot of people have been spending so much more time at home, and resting on your My Pillows has changed a lot of what is necessary for us to be thinking about when it comes to getting a good night's rest. And it's all these radio specials that they have at MyPillow.com continue to amaze people. They go to MyPillow.com, then go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see what they can get for their money. These elegant pillows, they were $59.97. Buy one, get another one free. Use the promo code DJV, and that holds true for everything that's on that page, pretty much everything that's at MyPillow.com. So get a great night's rest. And maybe you bring these pillows with you on the road when you take your short vacation trip this year. Stay close to home, but bring these pillows with you so you can rest and feel comfortable and get the rest you need on vacation. That's MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code for the discounts. The BOGO deal.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Sounds like Gaga, I think. It is Gaga.
I'm so into this new album. This is my favorite dance album that she's ever done. It's really good.
Are you a dancer? I'm trying to picture you and the hubby going out dancing. You and Lewis dance?
We've never been to a club together because my clubbing days ended in my 20s, which they should.
Yes, that's for sure. My clubbing days ended before they began. As you might imagine, Gaga announcing a new summer 2021 tour. The dates, it's called the Chromatica Ball Tour, has been postponed for obvious reasons. 6-date tour, a couple of European stops, followed by a run of 4 big shows in North America. Paris and London on July 25th and the 30th. That's next year. A North American leg launches August 7th here in Boston. After that, she'll play Toronto on the 16th of August, New York on the 19th of August, and Chicago on the 27th of August. Those of you who purchase tickets for the original run of concerts get information regarding the new dates in your email. Gaga wrote, "We've been working hard to figure out the safest and soonest way to bring the show to you. Most importantly, want everybody to be healthy and able to dance together at the shows." That's another thing. What about all these clubs? Are they all closed?
I mean, well, it depends where you are.
Didn't we talk about some bar that was over the weekend, 85
yep.
people? Where
mm-hmm.
where was that?
Michigan State, I think. Yeah. Tom Kreitler told us that. Yeah, right. I think it was Michigan State, yeah. But that happened, that's been happening. Those stories are popping up everywhere. People go into a bar, they sit there, and then, you know, the week later, everyone who's sitting at the bar is testing positive.
Yep. Gaga put out her most recent album, Chromatica, at the end of May after delaying its original April release date because of the vid, the Rona, if you will. So that's the latest from Lady Gaga, one of our supreme talents, I think. If you look around, see who's around, a lot of great talent, and she's certainly on the top of the list, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. All right, next up at 25 and change after on the DJV show, Victoria, Doug, you and I have Semisonic, which is an alt-pop band best known for their hit Closing Time from 1998. will be reuniting with a new album after 20 years called You're Not Alone. It's a 5-song EP coming out in September. Marks their first release since 2001. I'm trying to remember them.
You know, you Closing Time. Phil, do you have Closing Time?
Yeah.
People couldn't get away from this song. It was so overplayed. Oh, my gosh. Like, so I feel for them to get back together after 20 years, it still isn't long enough since we've heard Closing Time.
Oh, okay. September, let's see here. Wait, this is not the song. You're Not Alone is what we're playing.
Yes, this is their new song that's coming out in
title
September.
Track.
Yep.
It just came down over the weekend. Dan Wilson is the writer. He said, when I wrote it, a lot of people around me were feeling despair about our country and the state of the nation. A lot of people I knew were feeling like things were going to hell in a big hurry, and that was an inspiration for this song. Semisonic broke up in the early 2000s because Wilson said that he needed to be home more to help take care of his oldest daughter, who was born prematurely, had special needs. To earn a living and to continue his career, he became a writer for hire. So is this Closing Time now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, crank this up. We'll get to it. Wilson has written some songs with Taylor Swift, songs like Treacherous, Halsey's Alone, and three songs on Adele's album, 21, which included the hit Someone Like You. So that explains. He also has written multiple songs for now-renamed Dixie Chicks, including Not Ready to Make Nice and Easy Silence. So he's pretty prolific, this guy.
Yeah, he certainly has paid the bills.
Yep,
those are some big hits.
Yep. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As COVID-19 cases in several states in the West and South continue to spike, Vice President Mike Pence is now urging those in those states to wear a mask, saying yesterday during a speaking engagement in Dallas.
Roughly half the state is under local ordinances. Strongly recommend if your local officials in consultation with the state are directing you to wear a mask, we encourage everyone to wear a mask.
The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, describing that recent spike in his state as a very swift and dangerous turn. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also calling on Americans to wear masks. She gave her opinion on ABC's This Week, calling on President Trump to be a better example and start wearing a mask himself. Trump has been criticized by some for not wearing a mask in public. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillan, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour. You know, love this one, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I have a list of the top 10 funeral songs in England, according to English undertakers. Are you ready? This is something that sort of thinking about
is
a little
COVID
bit.
Is this COVID-related? Because there's been such a spike in deaths?
Well, yeah, I think in general, the funeral business has been up because of the spike as a result of the virus. But the top 10 songs, any one of these, I suppose, would be appropriate if you find them. I just came across this and I thought, okay, here we have this is something I think we could use this list in America as well. Seasons in the Sun, song by Terry Jacks. Do you even know that song? That's number 10. That was a big hit back
never
in
heard
the
of that, no.
70s. Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, number 9. Elvis Presley, Always on My Mind, number 8. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin is number 7.
That's an odd choice, but okay.
Yep. Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. Dun-dun. The Police, number 5, Every Step You Take, number 4.
What? Okay, that First of all, I'm a big Police fan. Sting has openly talked about, for some reason, that song was written about Reagan spying on the Russians in the 80s, and yeah. somehow it's got turned into a romantic thing, which is a stalker kind of lyric. Mm-hmm. Every, you know, wherever you go, I'll be watching you.
Right,
and how
yeah.
is that? How is that now a funeral song? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
It's called Progress, Victoria.
Is
Bob
it?
Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door is number four.
That's
Frank Sinatra's
weird.
My Way is number three. Tina Turner's Simply the Best is number
okay.
two. And Elton John, what song do you think from Elton John would be number one? After Diana, Candle in the Wind.
Oh, Candle in the Wind, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Also weird, so, because that's about Marilyn Monroe. So, like, why would you want a song that's about a famous person played at your funeral?
Yeah.
That's
well,
weird.
These are the alternatives. Some, yeah. This I quite I don't.
It's a great
yeah,
song. I just don't know that.
It's a great song, right?
Yeah, it just seems like an odd fit for someone else's funeral.
So let's see here. This is the alternative list of songs that might not have been in the top 10, but others. These are suggestions again from English undertakers. Garth Brooks, I've Got Friends in Low Places.
Okay.
Queen. Another One Bites the Dust. The Beatles, Hello, Goodbye. The Doors, The End. AC/DC had a song called Highway to Hell. Let's see here. There's a song called Cold as Ice. I forget who did that. Remember that? Who was it? Oh, Foreigner, right. Yeah. Yep. So those are some of the songs that make it at English funerals. I'm not... Yeah. Can you imagine somebody's casket being wheeled down?
Oh, so tacky. It's also hilarious, though, but it is also
it is.
Tacky.
Yeah, right.
If I was at someone else's funeral, I would have a hard time probably not laughing
yeah, right.
at that,
exactly.
but yeah.
Yeah, All right, so there we go. That's it. Weekend sales. This is pretty interesting stuff here. We're going to get to some food news in a minute, but I saw the results. People being holed up for as long as they have been, and the number of big sales. Apparently, there were some fantastic discounts. You probably know more about this. Summer clothing, home appliances, that kind of stuff. A teeth whitening set, RoboVax. I'm looking at the Nordstrom list of things. Nordstrom must be working hard to get people to come back around to them, right? Because they're not exactly Amazon. Do you ever shop at Nordstrom?
Not exactly cheap either. Yeah, sure.
No.
I do.
Right. Yeah, not
online,
like needless
yeah.
markup, though. Yeah, a lot of Apple AirPod Pro, lowest price ever. Let's see here. Zappos. What's a Zappo? I don't even know what a Zappo is.
Zappos is the website Zappos. For shoes.
Oh,
well, they
okay.
have other things,
yeah,
too,
so
but it started mostly yeah. shoes.
Yeah, apparently there's a big, like, a run on sandals for summertime. Do you have
yeah.
sandals? I don't
yeah.
wear sandals. Do you wear
I don't go. Well, not this summer. I haven't gone anywhere. When I walk the dogs, I just, you know, wear sneakers. But
yeah.
normally women wear sandals in the summertime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're not going anywhere, so.
New Balance offering an additional 30% off on their semi-annual sale items. 40% off things at Vionic. I don't even know what Vionic is. Do you know what Vionic is? Vionic.com.
That's a shoe brand.
Yeah.
I think it's a shoe brand.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. American Eagle, $10 off when you buy a pair of jeans. Cole Haan is a shoe outfit, 75% off on shoes. That's a lot, isn't it? You got to wonder how much markup there is in that stuff. At Old Navy, 60% off everything that's either in the store or online. At Coach, 50% off. Wow, big stuff going on if you're in the mood to buy. Mood to eat, something that gets to us at this time of year. A lot of people got into trouble, though, this weekend with something that... Where is this... these people who got infections, the bag salad. Why the hell do people buy bag salad?
It's easy. It's convenient.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, but what
Everyone
happens?
Does.
Look,
If you don't, you can buy organic bagged salad, too. That's not the case with this. This is 23 people have been hospitalized. 206 people have been confirmed with infections. This is cyclospora. It's a microscopic parasite and can cause diarrhea that lasts for a few days to even a month or longer. So 206 people are pretty sick with this now. And this is these bagged salads are in 8 different states, mostly in the Midwest. And the FDA said that they're under different brand names. So if you buy bagged salads at Aldi, then you have to definitely check those labels. Hy-Vee, which is a store I've never heard of, and Jewel Osco, and Walmart. Those are the four. So at Aldi, the product name is called Little Salad Bar Brand, Garden Salad. At Hy-Vee, it's the store brand of garden salad products. At Jewel Osco, the salad was sold in a bunch of states, and that's under the name Signature Farm Brand Garden Salad. And at Walmart, it's sold as the Market Side Brand classic iceberg salad. So it's a mix of iceberg lettuce. There's some red cabbage in there, some carrots, and that's if you have any of those bags, take them back to the store, or if you're not going into the store, then just toss them. Do not eat them.
Pretty amazing how people are fooled by just the word farm on it, like farm made it legitimate. Makes, this is farm fresh. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. And you
I
look
hate
at
that
these,
label, farm fresh. Every time I see that, I just kind of scoff at it.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a bunch of baloney.
Right.
It isn't at all. I love looking at these milk trucks that go by, fresh and local baloney. The milk comes from hundreds of miles away. It's being processed in most of these big, huge facilities. So this is, by the way, a relative. There are three or four of these things, these bugs, if you want to call them that. These microscopic parasites cause diarrhea and all kinds of other things. Cyclospora is one. Listeria is another. E. coli is yet another. Salmonella. They're all related. And this feeds into my theory that goes back to talking about bacteria and viruses. You think that the world isn't covered? I mean, literally covered with these bugs. Jillions, more than you could possibly even count. I mean, think of how many live in your stomach, the bacteria, the good and the bad, and then go from there. How many of these things, these viruses, are around that are mutating every day? That's why I say it's a joke. Anybody thinks that these, that maybe they'll be good because, you know, you'll think, geez, I'm going to get a shot, so I'll be okay, because I think the mind controls a lot of how healthy you are or you aren't. So if you think you're going to be healthier by getting a shot, good luck to you, because you probably aren't. Because by all of the vaccines they're working on now are for viruses that have long since gone away. They've been mutated 100 times since then.
There are other viruses like HIV. That's been around 30 years. There's no vaccine for that.
No. Uh-uh.
So it's still, after all this time. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is hysteria and all the other things I just enumerated have been around. And in the right conditions, they can make you sick.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, there's a theory, by the way, and not that it applies to what came out of the Chinese laboratory at Wuhan, but the origins of that particular virus or others come to the planet all the time. We have, you know, we're being bombarded. Every planet in the universe is bombarded by things that are out there in the atmosphere. In the case of our planet, most of them burn up in the atmosphere before they get to the water or the land. But some of them don't. And these chunks of rock that come from planets that have exploded perhaps millions and billions of years ago carry with them these little bacteria and the viruses that can stand the travel through space. They survive. They exist. Or they come back to life. It's kind of like a bad play on Jurassic Park. These things come into the atmosphere, they land on the planet, and they grow. So this is, you know, it's really, you got, if you think about all of the crap around us, yay. All right, here's, this is more to our liking, the secret ingredients for things that are not so secret. For example, it's been published now, Victoria, the the people who stole the recipe for the filling in Oreo cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they did with it?
When they was it stolen? Recently?
This is 2014.
Okay.
Was stolen, and it's just now been a settled case.
Wow.
They found that the a state-owned cookie firm that belongs to the Chinese government stole the recipe for the cream in Oreo cookies so that they could make a competitor to Oreos. I don't know what it is, but whatever you, whenever you see a cream sandwich and it's not an Oreo, look at the origins. And we always say, look at the ingredients anyway, but look at the origin and see if the cookie has any connection to China. All right? Also, let's see what else. Colonel Sanders, the family recipe, somebody got a hold of the scrapbook that had, you know, it's supposed to be secret ingredients. Apparently it's not. And once again, the Chinese government is trying to create the Colonel Sanders recreate that recipe in chicken that belonged. Remember, they're trying to buy, or they bought up a portion of Tyson. They want to,
yeah.
You know, we think of the Chinese as the government, the communists as, you know, just trying to upset our government. But they're into everything. They're into trying to steal whatever secrets, whether it's government secrets, whether it's military secrets, whether it's communication secrets, whether it's food secrets, doesn't make any difference. They're out there, and that's what they're working on. Believe it or not, pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get right down to it, how they've inculcated themselves into our lives the way that they have in such a negative way. Well, I suppose it's a tribute to us because they want to be just like us, apparently. Or so they say. Here's something that's good for us to consider, the business of being healthy in the summertime. How about looking your best, feeling your best, and doing it the safe way? I'm talking about safe, healthy weight loss. Those two words together, very important adjectives, safe and healthy. You need to, if you're going to lose weight, do it the smart way, don't you think? And the easy plan is to go to calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, or the comparative website, which is toploss.com. Because there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, there are people who are looking at this and saying, does this really work? Can you prove it to me? And you can easily see, if you go to toploss.com, all of the information that's there from people who have, I'm looking at a guy who lost 94 pounds using Calitren. He went from a size 42 to a size 32. Wow, did he look awful before? And does he look great now? You'll go back to feeling good. Calitren is a great motivator in and of itself. No drugs, no stimulants. And by the way, when you buy your purchase, you get three, you know, buy three, get three free. There's no recurring purchase. You give me the credit card number, you will not get like some of these other outfits. Once you sign up, it takes hell and high water to get yourself taken off if you don't want to buy the stuff anymore. Not the case with Calitren. Buy it once, you want some more, you got to go back. But get on the program, stay on it for 6 months. You buy 3 months free, you get another 3 months. Lose the weight, keep it off. Calitren at toploss.com. Get the best deal, including free shipping, by using the code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Rocket Mortgage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Curry is here, our movie man, on this Monday edition of the DJV program, the 29th of June. So if you're thinking about movies that would never be produced today, this is one of them.
Number one with a bullet.
Pardon the pun. Yes, number one with a bullet. Blazing Saddles, Chucker. That was Frankie Lane doing the theme. He did a lot of the themes to the big cowboy movies in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So, even though funny, you could no more get this made today than you could fly to the moon. Agreed?
Agreed. Yeah, Mel Brooks turned 94 years old yesterday, Doug. The year 1974, Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein released same year. Incredible.
Could you even get away with Young Frankenstein these days?
Yeah, I think could you, but Blazing Saddles is not a... There's no way that script flies... No. When you watch a movie, the intent is to put a spotlight on how stupid, ignorant people are.
Racist.
I mean, that was the whole idea of it, but it's not gonna. It would not be interpreted.
Well, it was like
the one that lauded the producers.
Which one?
The producers has Hitler's screenplay or his play that he wrote, Springtime for Hitler. Yeah,
it's Springtime for Hitler. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So today we can celebrate the 35th anniversary of St. Elmo's fire. There's an article that Andy McDowell is featured in talking about her relationship with Demi Moore in that movie. How old would those, you know, you look at Andy McDowell, who I thought was one of the real, I just, from Four Weddings and a Funeral, every movie she was ever in I wanted to see. I thought she was the, there was something very cool about Andy McDowell.
I like her. She,
huh? Yeah, I thought she was cool.
I like her.
You liked her too?
Yeah, very much. She's very good.
She said, I remember one scene I did with Demi finally connecting with her and hoping that she liked me. All of us felt that way because apparently Demi Moore was older, was she, than the rest of them? I don't remember the movie that well.
Well, I had Andrew McCarthy, Rob Lowe, all the what they call the Brat Pack back in the day. It was directed by Joel Schumacher, who just passed away last week at the age of 80 years old. I like that film a lot, Shane Elmore. Sorry, I had a really good soundtrack.
Apparently, Demi Moore was in a relationship with Emilio Estevez at the time, and McDowell was
in that also.
His girlfriend in the movie.
That was the big subplot in that film, is that Emilio Estevez had a crush on an older woman played by Andie McDowell, and it was actually very nicely done, that subplot in the film.
Yeah, very cool. All right, Queeby is going to remake The Princess Bride with Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. This movie
is 1987. It's going to be a Zoom remake, I think. What I hear.
They're going to do it from home. Yeah.
We're going to make a movie on Zoom?
Well, it's not a whole movie. They're just going to be reading the script, I think, and sort of just acting
gonna,
out
they're
different
gonna, they're
scenes.
Keep, they're going to dug. They're going to keep the production cost way down here.
Well, Queenie
well, that's
is
why they're using
real-life
couples.
Right?
Yeah, it goes in chapters. But it's why they're using at-home couples, because they can at least be in the same room doing the scenes.
So some of the other people in the movie, Common and Tiffany Haddish, Neil Patrick
Harris. Tiffany Haddish. She's the actress, comedian, yep.
Right, Neil Patrick Harris and David Burtka, Chris Pine and Annabelle Wallace, Hugh Jackman, Jennifer Garner, Elijah Wood, John Hamm, Jack Black, Patton Oswalt, all these people are supposed to be in this movie. So they're going to trade off roles. What do you think about
it? I mean, listen, I mean, you can't take it as a remake. It should be fun to do it. And Princess Bride, this legacy, people love that film, generation to generation. It was directed by Rob Reiner. And it just has a quirky appeal. I like it, so I don't love it. I've done a review years ago and got a big, big crowd. I do love Andre in that movie. I think he's a lot of fun in that film.
So who plays that role?
Was a female
in the remake?
I don't know. No idea.
Get the Rock.
Get somebody big
to come in, right? Get the Rock or John Cena or somebody. But all these people, many of these stars, are going to attract a big audience, right? Don't you think?
Fun.
Yeah, could be. All right, there it is. Overview, what's going on in the movie business, DVDs, all that kind of stuff.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.